We're talking about reincarnation with my guest, Mike Voice of Glenfield. That doctrine of reincarnation, a central tenet of many Indian religions, but it was also fundamental to some Greek philosophers.
Yep.
But Mike, I think, as I understand it, you don't belong to any particular faith, do you?
No, I don't. I think there's a great deal to be said for all of them, of course, and I wouldn't disagree with anybody's faith. But what I would say about reincarnation, I listened to your comments or your program's comments about Stephen Hawking last week, and my thought was, what a shame, what he's missing out by not recognizing heaven. And I think very much the same thing with people who don't recognize past lives.
Let's just talk about this business of regression, because it's in the nature of this, as I understand it, that you tend to forget about past lives.
Yes.
But you're suggesting that under hypnosis you can retain a kind of a contact with your past lives.
Yes.
Now, that sense of regression, what's it like? Is it spooky? Is it frightening? How does it feel?
I guess it depends on the content. What happened to me was, certainly on my part, not deliberate. I was employing this very charismatic hypnotist, and I was putting her under pressure, and I think this was defensive. She just pitched me into it. She said I didn't have to do that. And it came about. And then once I got into it, of course, I was hooked.
So have you regressed to many of your past existences then?
There are some. I haven't really made a sort of thorough survey. I think most people, everybody perhaps, has had maybe thousands of lives, and knowing them all would be impossible.
Thousands of lives?
Yes.
So right back to the dawn of prehistory?
Absolutely,
then.
Yes.
I'm just intrigued about what the experience is like, though. Can you describe it? Are you actually inside the figure that you were?
Yes. And even to picking up conversations, being able to read documents, though you can't always do it. It's very, very dependent on emotions. And if you're emotionally engaged, that's fine, and there you are. But if there's a resistance, either in the past life or the current life, then it becomes very difficult.
Are you aware of your present knowledge? I mean, for example, if you regressed back to a medieval peasant, now the outlook of a medieval peasant, probably illiterate, a very narrow kind of knowledge, do you bring to bear what you now know to this medieval peasant, or are you so with them that you haven't got that knowledge?
I very much wished that Edward, in the book, could have had my understanding. He didn't. He lived his life. He didn't live mine. He didn't live it as I would have lived his life. And that's going to be true of any peasant or anyone.
So when you're with them, you're not aware of what you know now?
Oh, yes. Well, the way I did it was consciously. If you're under hypnosis, you won't be. But I was sort of on two stools, if you like, the past life and also fully conscious of the present.
How long does reincarnation go on? I mean, does it go on forever, or is there a point when it stops?
I think what reincarnating has to do with is your attachment emotionally to the business of living and the people around and so on. If you can rise above that attachment, then you may free yourself.
And does that mean that your spirit then goes to heaven, or whatever you want to call it?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, what intrigues me from what you're saying is that this spirit occupying all these different bodies, there is no continuity in the spirit, really, is there? Because the different people are so different.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense to me that the spirit would want to experience life in every condition. So you would want to be a prince sometime. You would want to be a beggar other times. General George Patton seems to have had a lot of life as army generals, but I think most of us would probably want a mixture.
There is the argument that there are only so... Well, there are increasingly number of people, and presumably there are only a small number of spirits to start off with. How do you cope with that?
The universe is as near infinite as makes no difference, so I don't think there's a shortage of spirits. What they do say is that people are reincarnating quicker.
Quicker? What does that mean, then?
Well, instead of having maybe 100 years or more between lives, now it may be a matter of even just months or even weeks.
Do you think that anyone can regress and get in touch with their past lives, or are some people better at it than others?
I think if you want to, you can. And when I say want to, it's a sort of a subconscious thing. You know, I mean, consciously we all want to win the lottery. Subconsciously we may not. And it's the same with regression.
Well, it's a fascinating subject, and it obviously is going to cause a lot of talking. We should say that your novel, which is called Edward, which is based on your... It's a kind of novel, but it's also based on your regression to the Tudor period.
There are things in it which academics wouldn't accept, so what I've got to do is I've got to tell a good story and put what I found in the story, which is what I've done.
And, of course, you were on Dave Andrews' programme, his Sunday afternoon programme, talking about the novel, and you can hear Dave this afternoon at 1 o'clock as well. But Mike Voice, thank you very much indeed for being with us on the programme this morning.
Not at all, and thank you.
We have the news headlines and news from the world of sport.